About 6% of Americans use real maple syrup on their pancakes. That's the syrup from a tree, not maple-flavored syrup. If you were part of that 6% in 2012, you may have unwittingly been part of a crime. Stealing syrup. Why? Because 2012 was the year that over 500,000 gallons of sugary breakfast condiment were stolen in what's called the Great Canadian Maple Syrup Heist.
Welcome to Culinary Capers, a delectable discovery of edible exploits from the world of food felonies. And now, your host, the queen of criminal cuisine, Amy Frost.
The story of the Great Canadian Maple Syrup Heist has all the trappings of a Hollywood crime thriller. A caper meticulously planned, executed with precision. A slow burn burglary involving repeated midnight trips, counterfeit goods, and international smuggling. The value of the heist was near $20 million. It took almost a year to execute, 5 years to round up all the culprits, and just one afternoon inspection by an accountant for it all to fall apart. One accountant climbing a mound of maple syrup barrels. I just want to repeat something here. A $20 million maple syrup theft. That value may surprise you, but in 2012, maple syrup was $32 a gallon. Scale that up and it's over $1,800 for a barrel of amber gold. 10 times the value of crude oil. And just like oil, one region controls most of the supply. For syrup, that's Canada. In Quebec, a group came together to be the OPEC of syrup. The Federation of Quebec Maple Syrup Production is a legal cartel in Canada that sets production quotas and prices for maple syrup. While some people celebrate the Federation as a force for stability in an agriculture market, others find their goals and tactics a little excessive. The Federation has a strict policy on buying and selling, and any action in Canada outside of their control is considered theft and pursued aggressively. Despite that, people are regularly tempted to find a little wiggle room to sell their wares. There was a long tradition of syrup smuggling in Canada, even before the Federation was formed. They call them barrel rollers, and they're the bootleggers of the Great White North. Barrel rollers connect clandestine syrup producers with wholesale buyers who are less concerned about the certification of the Federation than they are about providing sweet morning sauce to consumers. Historically, a syrup producer could sell a barrel or two under the table and get a bigger payday from the rollers. But while the barrel rollers have been doing this for decades, the Great Canadian Maple Syrup Heist was at a scale that no one had ever seen before. In 2011, the Federation stored its excess syrup supply in a warehouse in Saint-Louis de Blanfort. Avic Caron, the owner of the warehouse, decided that it would be easy to remove the official light blue barrels of syrup from the facility. The warehouse had almost no security, the guard only checked the building once a day, and there was absolutely no video surveillance. Caron didn't know the syrup business, but he knew he had an easily purloined commodity in his warehouse. He contacted syrup drivers and asked about finding buyers. They set him up with the barrel rollers, and soon they started taking barrels from the back of the warehouse, loading them up on trucks late at night, and shipping them off to secret sugar shacks. Once there, they'd empty the barrels and replace the syrup with water. Barrels were then shipped back to the reserve, and no one was any the wiser. In its generic containers, the contraband was shipped south to the U.S. or east to New Brunswick, where it could be sold outside the authority of the Federation. This went on for months. No sign of discovery, the thieves became more comfortable. They started just siphoning off syrup in the storage facility and leaving the empty barrels in the warehouse. The heist was a brilliant plan. Even the Federation higher-ups begrudgingly respected it. Sean Griffin, writing for The Guardian, reported this response.
Simon Tripanier, then a senior executive with the Federation and now executive director, remains astounded by the attack. Talk about jewelry, cars, money. But maple syrup? He describes the thieves as brilliant, but with reservations. Obviously, it was a big job, but they weren't brilliant enough to not get caught.
Their brilliance involved burner phones and fake names for buyers. Their bravado involved cigar boxes in their cars filled with hundreds of thousands of dollars in cash. They did get caught. When you imagine a person busting a smuggling and theft ring, you probably think of a hard-boiled detective. maybe a beat cop seeing something out of the ordinary. Or, this is Canada, could be the RCMP. None of those people discovered the crime. No, this crime was discovered by an accountant. An accountant climbing a mountain of syrup barrels. One spring morning in April, accountant Michel Gauvreau came to Saint-Louis de Blancfort to inspect the syrup. Inside the warehouse, the barrels were stacked in a stagger, like the steps of a Central American pyramid. As part of his inspection, Michel climbed the barrel steps up to the top in order to make sure there were no gaps hiding behind the first few rows. Rich Cohen, a reporter for Vanity Fair, described it like this.
Gauvreau was near the top of the stack when one of the barrels teetered, then nearly gave way. He almost fell, a Federation spokesperson said, pausing to let the picture form. A small man, astride a tower of syrup, realizing suddenly there's nothing beneath his feet. Normally weighing more than 600 pounds when filled, the barrels are sturdy, so something was clearly amiss. When Gauvreau knocked on the barrel, it tolled like a gong. When he unscrewed the cap, he discovered it empty. In most cases, when a boring, bureaucratic job turns interesting, there's trouble.
It took a few months to discover the true extent of the trouble. Between the empty barrels and the ones filled with water, 60% of the syrup in the facility had been stolen. Investigators say it would have taken over 100 trips with full tractor trailers to steal that much syrup. That was some industrious Canadian hard work. When it all came tumbling down, the barrel rollers were the first to be arrested. The middlemen in New Brunswick and Quebec, along with members of their companies, were next. In the spring of 2017, the two key barrel rollers were given sentences of 2 and 8 years in prison and assessed a total of $10 million in fines. 24 other co-conspirators were also arrested and tried. In rounding up the crew, the police and the Federation discovered almost three-quarters of the stolen goods, which were sadly destroyed because of fear of contamination. That means 25% of the stolen syrup made it out into the world. It's over 100,000 gallons of illegal syrup. Hundreds of thousands of syrup bottles spread out all over the brunch tables across the United States, Europe, and Canada. See, if you had pancakes in 2012 and they tasted a little sweeter than normal, it may be that sweetness was from the danger and excitement of eating contraband. You may not have felt like a criminal, but if you asked the Federation, you were definitely stealing syrup.
Stealing syrup and I ain't gonna stop. Boiling point 4 degrees on tap. Stick it in a truck, ship it off way down south. Ain't running drugs, just tapping them trees. I'm in the business for me, all me. Smell it in the air, sweet money floating on the breeze. Turnip Jean-Leloo, mute the morning news. Make ends meet, make easy street as the maple bark it drools. Playing by the rules is for all those other fools. For the fleur-de-lis and the maple leaf, there's never enough room. You only live once. Stealing syrup and I ain't gonna stop. Boiling point 4 degrees on top. Stick it in a truck, yeah, ship it off.
This is Culinary Capers. Special thanks goes out to Trent Severn for allowing us to use their song, Stealin' Syrup, for this podcast.